Toronto's transit woes continue. On Wednesday, City Council voted to once again pare down another key project. SmartTrack, the transit proposal John Tory rode to victory in his 2014 mayoral campaign, is shrinking from 5 stations to 3 because of costs, and Liberty Village and Scarborough residents are on the losing end. Tory's original pitch for a new GTA-wide transit network included 13 new stations and 22 stops, spanning 53 kilometers. It's been slashed several times over the past decade. In November, Ontario Transportation Minister Prabhmeet Sarkaria warned the city that costs had ballooned past the $1.7 billion budget and tough choices needed to be made. City staff then met with the province and drafted a report recommending keeping only 3 stations at East Harbour, Bloor Lansdowne and St. Clair Old Weston. At Wednesday's vote, council chose to go along with the staff recommendation to cut 2 stations from the plan. Finch Kennedy and King Liberty are now on the chopping block, unless the province steps in to fully fund them. But that won't be happening, according to Sarkaria. Ultimately, this is a City of Toronto project, Sarkaria's spokesperson said in a statement to Toronto Today, adding that the government is pleased the city is moving forward on the remaining 3 stations. Cown. Josh Matlow, a frequent Tory critic during the latter's tenure at City Hall, lamented what the project has become. SmartTrack has proven itself to be nothing more than an expensive branding exercise for John Tory's 2014 mayoral campaign that has cost Toronto taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars and has resulted in little to no transit, he said on Wednesday. Emotions ran high during the debate. Cown. Mike Cole put forward a motion to scrap the plan entirely, drawing some strong rebukes from fellow councillors. The time for appeasement is over. Appeasement doesn't work with Metrolinx, he said. Cole eventually withdrew the motion and agreed to support one from Cown. Jennifer McKelvey, calling on the province to increase its share of the funding from $226 million to match the city's portion of $878 million. McKelvey's motion also called on the province to release an explanation of the rising cost of the project, and to do an audit of Metrolinx's cost estimates for the stations. Cown. Gord Perks, another frequent Tory critic, introduced a motion to change the 5 station names to Tory's Folly, Boondoggle Station, Too Good to Be True, Won't Get Fooled Again and Ever Get the Feeling You've Been Cheated. Speaker Francis Nuntizada ruled it out of order, but not before Cown. James Pasternak chided Perks for bringing City Council into disrepute. Staff recommended keeping East Harbour because the station is critical to the transit network, as well as keeping Bloor Lansdowne because construction has already started, and cancelling would incur a financial penalty. But had the vote gone differently, the Finch Kennedy station could have been funded instead of St. Clair Old Weston. In the report, staff said the city could swap St. Clair Old Weston for Finch Kennedy as the 3rd station, but recommended against it because the West End area has significant development, housing, and employment growth potential. Staff also said Finch Kennedy and King Liberty should be cut from the budget because they'll benefit the province through increased ridership on the GO system, so if the Ford government wants those stations to go ahead, they should pay for them, at no cost to the city. Construction contracts for the other 4 stations, aside from Bloor Lansdowne, are planned to go out early in 2025. The 3 stations have a $1.7 billion budget, split between 3 levels of government. The city promised $878 million, while the federal and provincial governments chipped in $585 million and $225 million, respectively. The report has a confidential section showing a station-by-station cost breakdown, but it was not released to the public.